Trace.
Written and read by
Rachel Brown. June 1980. He doesn't know it yet, but this one will bury its hooks into him. He arrives at 736 High Street, Thornbury, with a lot more to prove than the other detectives. This is his first homicide case. Ronnie Dulles takes mental photographs of the crime scene. Click. The front window. Every square inch plastered with book jackets. Click. Bookshop interior. Shelves upon shelves of secondhand books. Click. Lounge. Two empty coffee cups on a table. Another small table with a broken leg. Click. Kitchen. Chopping board on a counter. Beside it, a dirty footprint. Nearby, an open cutlery drawer. Click. Bedroom 1, a red rotary dial telephone, the receiver out of its cradle. A turntable with a pile of LPs, the majority of them Elvis. Click. Bedroom 2, across the passage. The victim, female, at the base of a bed. Head closest to the door, legs pointing towards a wardrobe. Right leg bent at the knee, right calf and foot pointing outwards. The victim's shoes have been kicked or taken off. Multiple stab wounds to the chest, neck and back. Hands tied with twine. No apparent bruising on the wrists. One pillow at the victim's head and another at her feet. Heavy bloodstains on the carpet and on a corner of a bed quilt. Some smearing further along the carpet and on the wardrobe. A lock on the back of the bedroom door. Ron Idles is 100% certain of two things. The killer is someone the victim knew and was originally comfortable with. Frenzied attacks usually point to a relationship, possibly an intimate one, but definitely some kind of connection. The coffee cups, too, back up this theory. This end to Marie James's life is the start of Ron Idles' dream job. He's waited for this break since he was a boy rushing through his milking and hay carting chores on his parents' dairy farm in Victoria's northwest, so he'd be in time for homicide. He used to sit glued to the 1960s TV series, in awe of actors John Fagan and Leonard Teal, who would march down the steps of Victoria's Russell Street police headquarters in their pork pie hats and proceed to solve cases every week in under an hour. If it wasn't homicide, it was Columbo, the seemingly forgetful but cunning American TV detective. From him, adult Ron has borrowed his trademark crumpled jacket. He's bought himself a London fog overcoat. So through all the dark nights to come, Ron will be the one in off-white amid a sea of black and blue. He cut his teeth on the mean beat of Collingwood, where the only people who moved after 1 a.m. were crooks, police and prostitutes. Here, as a green 19-year-old, he took on the feared members of the Painters and Dockers Union, and he drew a line that would come to define the rest of his decorated career, shooing away a bribe from a local justice of the peace to fix something up. Compassion would later bud in various shades of grey, but in terms of duty, his world has been black and white from the get-go.